This is Homegrown New Hampshire. I'm Jessica Hunt.
And I'm Emma Erler, lead horticulturist at Kirkwood Gardens, Squam Lakes Natural Science Center.
Emma, I'll admit, my garden's looking pretty ragged this time of year. How about today we focus on looking at annuals and vegetables? What do we need to do when it comes time to put the garden away for fall for these things?
Fall is a great time to tidy up your annual and vegetable gardens. Usually I begin by pulling up any annual and vegetable plants that are finished for the season. That means that they've stopped blooming, they don't have any more fruit on them, or they've just given up and stopped growing. It's not absolutely necessary. You can leave this until the spring, but removing them saves a lot of time when you want to be doing other things at the start of the planting season and gives you a clean slate for planting.
That makes sense. Is there anything specific that I should watch out for when doing that cleanup?
One of the big things to look out for is plant diseases. Tomatoes are probably the biggest culprit. They're really prone to fungal diseases like Septoria leaf spot or early blight. These diseases can actually overwinter in the soil. So if you leave infected plant material behind, you can end up with that disease again in your garden next season. So it's really important to remove that material to help prevent problems next year.
So pull the bad stuff and dispose of it. Don't put it in the compost. What if I want to save some of my plants? Can any of them come in with me, some of the annuals?
Absolutely. Some of the annual flowering plants do really well indoors over the winter. I like to save plants like coleus, salvia, geraniums, fuchsia. You might even be able to get away with bringing in something like a rosemary plant and keep that on your windowsill. They adapt pretty well as houseplants. And some things like coleus, if you don't want to bother digging up the whole root system, will root in water if you take a cutting. And you can always pot that up later or put it back out in your garden next year.
That's a great idea, a little green indoors through the winter. And if you're pulling things out, when are you going to do that?
I usually wait until after we get the first killing frost. I like to keep as much beauty as possible in the garden for as long as possible. I'm Emma Erler. See you in the garden.
Homegrown New Hampshire is a collaboration between Squam Lakes Natural Science Center and NHPR.